I'm sorry. I'm tired. And it's late. I've been drinking since 9 o'clock. My wife's been vomiting. There's a lot of screaming going on around here.
And you're testy. Well, don't worry about it. Anybody who comes here ends up getting testy. It's expected. Don't be upset.
I'm not upset.
You're testy.
Yes.
Oh, I wanted to set you straight about something while the...
It's fun to follow the progress of a theatrical production from casting to performance. That's what we set out to do when we talked with director Cass Foster several months ago about his Kauai Community Players production of Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? There's some powerful emotions going on in this play, and there's a lot to keep in balance, a challenge for director and actors alike. The show's running now, and we're going to check in with Cass to see how his best-laid plans work out. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris, and aloha from the beautiful Garden Isle of Kauai.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm amazed at how long ago it was that we talked, because you've been working on this production for, what, 5-6 months now?
That's correct. We have. It's been quite a process, especially for the actors who are not accustomed to working more than a couple of months to rehearse a show.
Well, there's a lot that has to be really refined about this show, I would think, because, you know, if you go too far in one direction, it's just all bitterness. But as we just heard from that little excerpt there's a lot of comedy in this show, isn't there?
Oh, I tell you, that was probably the most rewarding experience to our opening weekend, because my actors, they're dealing with a director, with one person for 4 or 5 months, constantly working with them, constantly criticizing them, constantly guiding them.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we've had two full houses this weekend, and the laughter was so beyond their imagination. They had no idea how funny they are.
That's perfect, because, and actors shouldn't act as if they're supposed to be funny, right?
That's correct. The humor is, from the audience's perspective, when the actors don't find their situation humorous. That's what makes it funny.
Yeah, people are being ridiculous. They never know they're being ridiculous, right?
Yeah, the stage is just like real life.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, you don't want the show to go too far in any one of its many directions it can go, right? You need to. There's so much to keep in balance, I would think.
Well, that's exactly, you're touching on why we've been in rehearsal for so long.
Yeah.
It would be really easy to play it either with, like you say, with bitterness or with anger. And there are so many really rich layers. I mean, it's an absolutely brilliant script.
Yeah.
And part of my work is to find the diversity, to find a combination of absurdity, drama, and humor. And I dare say I think we found it.
Well, you have the dynamic, you know, there's all kinds of things just contained within the dynamic of an older couple, a younger couple, established academics versus aspiring academics. The whole, you know, the politics of academe come in, or the sort of sexual politics, human politics. Lots of cross currents, yeah?
Yeah, especially when in the case of George and Martha are the primary couple in this script, especially when you have such a dysfunctional relationship, such a weighty marriage, where she uses his, if you will, his lack of success, you might say, in academia against him, and plays with that, with this new young couple coming in to, you know, meet some faculty on the college campus and schmooze with the daughter of the college president. And boy, are they in for some surprises.
Yeah, no kidding. But you also have, among the things that George and Martha resent about the younger couple is just the very fact of their youth, right?
That's exactly right. And they play that game with each other consistently through the show, pointing out how George is 6 years younger than Martha, and she sarcastically says, "And I don't really care," you know. It's I love your lead in with that scene between Nick and George, how George plies him endlessly with alcohol, with a very sort of again dysfunctional relationship, and how he uses it to get faculty member off his game.
Well, yeah, and I would think that for actors in a production like this, you have to, you know, in the course of the time on stage, you're getting drunk, right? You're getting progressively more impaired and going through the various stages of drinking too much, you know, the giddiness.
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly right. And that's been one of the huge challenges putting the show together, helping my actors explore how this inebriation is affecting them throughout this this 2.5 hours plus of performance.
Sort of like how okay, by now I've had two drinks, so I'm this hammered, and by the next scene I'm going to have had another, and so that really gets a progressive inebriation, right?
And your insights are right on, and that was one of my first assignments when we started the rehearsal process. They need to know in each scene, in each act, how many drinks they've consumed. And that's you know, it sounds kind of an odd way to approach a script, but it has such a profound impact on how they relate to each other and their state of mind, that the alcohol is a huge component in this script.
Yeah, and you really see all the, you know, the sentimental stage, the belligerent stage, the giddy stage, all the little the stages of drunkenness are right there for you to see, huh?
Yeah, and probably every emotional quality of a human relationship is brought out in this play, from the good to the ridiculous to the very ugly. And so part of their work is to explore that and to make it realistic, to make it believable, to not get caught up in the fact that this is somewhat of an absurdist piece, that we don't play the absurdity, we play it sincerely. And then the audience, of course, is what sees this as somewhat absurd.
And we might even feel that our lives have a little touch of absurdity, too. Cass,
oh, definitely.
Thanks very much for talking with us. It's good to talk to you again.
Hey, good to talk to you again, Chris. Thanks again for your coverage. We've got two more weekends, and we look forward to rousing, laughing audiences.
I imagine. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Cass Foster is the director of the Kauai Community Players production of Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, which runs until May 24th at Lihue's Puhi Theatrical Warehouse. You can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.